7:25 p.m., Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. The wastewater informational meeting has concluded. Majority of the crowd has left. Present here for our regular trustees meeting is myself, Gina Lyon, Ellis Merchant, Marilyn Prue, Jacqueline Laurian, Ed Barber with the paper, and Audrey Grant with NECO, Northeast Kingdom Organizing. I am going to call the meeting to order. Any changes to the agenda, additions, or deletions?
No.
I have none. Privilege of the floor. You're on the agenda anyway, so unless you want to speak about something else, now's your time. You're good? Mr. Barber?
All good.
All good. Jacqueline?
Good.
Thank you. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting that happened on January 27th, 2026. Minutes looked good to me. Any comments, edits, corrections, anything from the two of you?
No, I thought they looked good.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting that took place January 27th, 2026, as presented.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Motion passes. Minutes from the special Board of Trustees meeting that took place on February 5th, 2026. Again, I did not have any comments, corrections, or anything to be made. I do believe after I sent them out, Marilyn, you sent me one. I've since made that change. Anything else that you can see?
Nope. They look good to me.
Chipper?
Nothing here.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the minutes from the special Board of Trustees meeting that took place on February 5th, 2026, as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Bills and warrants.
Gone through them and they are signed, so I'll make a motion to approve the bills and warrants as presented.
I will second that as well.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Updated job descriptions. I had presented these at our last meeting on January 27th, and I had apologized because I did not have the opportunity to get them out to you ahead of time. So we tabled this for approval at this meeting. The only thing that I did change on the job descriptions that are in this packet was the date. Date approval by the Board of Trustees would be today with an effective date of February 23rd, 2026. Other than that, there's no other changes. Do you have any comments, feedback?
I thought both the job descriptions and the personnel policy looked really good.
Okay, so you're jumping ahead on me. Job descriptions are for the utility billing clerk. We also have for the Department of Public Works, DPW foreman, the water plant operator manager, and then the final one is the hydro operator manager. And these job descriptions were updated to reflect the changes that we made at the previous meeting regarding like the IBEW contract. While these positions aren't necessarily, well, some of them are not in the IBEW contract, our personnel policy does reflect the IBEW contract to a point, and so Sheila and I went through after that agreement was signed to update also the personnel policy and then these job descriptions to reflect those changes. Just to put a little clarification on why these are being done. Plus, they were quite old and needed to be done anyway. So you didn't have any feedback or concerns?
Nope, I thought they looked good.
No, I think they look absolutely.
Okay. So I will move on. We'll we'll do this one, and then we'll do the personnel policy, because that's how it is on the agenda.
Okay, now, do you have to do each one individually? How are you going to do it?
No, so I'm going to make a motion to approve the updated DOPS descriptions as presented for the utility billing clerk, the Department of Public Works DPW foreman, the water plant operator manager, and the hydro operator manager.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Again, updated personnel policy is next. I previously explained why we changed that. Again, it's just to reflect and update items that are related to the IBEW contract that we previously agreed to. Also, because I think it's attachment C, we reflected the current insurance rates because the premiums changed just slightly. So with the personnel policy, obviously, if this passes through, we'll give it to all the employees, and then they'll have the acknowledgement page to sign as well. Appendix B was also changed for our part-time employee proration because we had to look at the calculations for the different calculation period. I think before it was 2023 because it's done, well, the contract was done every 3 years. So these now reflect 2026. Any feedback, questions, concerns regarding the personnel policy update?
I don't have any.
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion. We approve the personnel policy with the updates as presented.
I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This one we do have a page to sign. Okay, moving along. Nico, you're finally up, Audrey. I'm so sorry. I should have told you about the informational meeting, and I apologize. So we had an agreement. We do a yearly agreement with Nico. You provide and do the meals twice a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays down here. Are you still doing the food? Is that open Wednesdays?
Just Tuesdays and Thursdays, now from 9 to 1.
Oh, okay, because originally it was Wednesdays as well, wasn't it?
Not for us, no. Barton Area Senior Services does the meal on Wednesdays in Glover. That's the only Wednesday that might be involved in your... Nico doesn't do anything on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. At one point, I think Megan was, but okay. Maybe it was like...
Was it commodities?
We had hoped about doing Wednesdays, but
maybe.
I don't think we got
I don't remember. Anyway, so, you know, I think it's a valuable service. It's great for the community. Thank you for the report that you've sent to me. I'm going to include it in our annual report as well. You know, when we were doing our budgets, we looked at how, you know, the cost of fuel to heat the building. We looked at electricity, utility bills for the building and, you know.
Sewer fee.
Which I feel some people have some opinions about. Yeah.
No, you know, and so you know, just based on that, we felt we had to increase the rent a little bit, and you and I have gone through and via email a little bit to give you a heads up, and you kind of indicated that you were okay with the $7,500 for the year.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think. Nico, we're like really understanding that you guys are a small municipal organization that's also trying to keep the lights on, and we also do
and the toilets flushing
and
just,
the toilets
you know.
Flushing, which is very important. And we also totally understand that we absolutely do draw a lot of electricity. Just so that folks know, I mean, we use the fridge in here. We have 3 freezers in the pantry, as well as just like using the electricity. So I totally understand that as rates go up.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, we love working with you. We love having you here. And, you know, if there's that occasional day where like, we're going to have a board meeting or we need whatever, just let us know. We'll put you on the calendar. We wouldn't You know, it's absolutely fine. We'll make it work. As long as there's not something else up there absolutely. Already pre-scheduled. So are you guys okay with this agreement?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. I am going to make a motion to approve the NECO 2026 rental agreement as discussed and presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Do you want to sign this, Audrey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Today, 2/10/26. And then what I can do, too, is get you a copy of this later.
Yeah, that would be swell.
I'll email it to you and whatnot, okay? Oh, you got a pen?
Yeah.
I did.
Thank you.
It was a long time ago, but yes.
Do you need my mailing address, or are you, should I put Nico's mailing
yeah,
address?
Yeah, put Nico's. That would be great. Thank you. Yep. And last year, Megan wrote a check for the whole year. How do you want to do that?
I can write a check for the whole year. That's totally 058. Oh, my God. What is Newport zip code?
55.
Oh, 05. Oh, Jesus Christ. 0585.
No, my husband, that's where my husband goes, no, my name is Jedediah.
I started writing Hardwicks, because that's where I live.
Okay. Yep, no, 05855, you're right.
I can do a whole check. I would prefer to just have an invoice just so for our records before I send something over, but...
Yeah, so the next time you're in, pop up, see me, I can write you out a receipt, whatever, however you want to do it.
I can do that next Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, and again, I apologize for the wait.
All good. I just want to really say, like, thank you guys, also for just being flexible with us as we're working through, like, our own challenges here in this space, and also for y'all's flexibility on stuff around, like, the trash removal and stuff like that has made our lives a lot
That's easier. Working well.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, as long as I remember to get there before they close, because there are still 3 bags of trash in my car.
So. Oh. Well, during the wintertime, the gate freezes, so it's open. You can go and...
Oh.
You can.
Can I do that now?
You absolutely can.
Okay, and if anyone yells at me, I'm...
Literally... You're good. I got you covered.
Cool. Thank
Gina
you.
Gina Lyons.
Just
name drop. Just name drop.
Gina said it's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Drive
Stay
safe.
Warm. Oh, yeah, you too.
Okay, moving right along. Big bill through Act 27H93 and the $30,000 appropriation. So if you recall back in October 14th, 2025, we had received a check from the state of Vermont for $30,000, which was through the Big Bill Act 27H.493. So Bart Village was awarded with $30,000 as local economic damage grants distributed to municipalities through the state to address secondary economic impacts of the 2023 and 2024 flooding events. Monies from this grant cannot be expended on any FEMA-related projects. Discussion was had on how to utilize this. For now, we decided to code it, this is back in October, to miscellaneous income under the Village Fund for future disbursement. Because we're trying to clean up our budgets and reports for 2025, you know, it kind of came to light that we never really appropriated that. And so I wanted to bring that up and then figure out where we want to have Sheila code that into which department and for what expense. Any thoughts or ideas? Didn't we say we were going to put some towards, when we were working on budgets, there was a certain line, was it to replenish for the salt sand shed? What we've already paid?
Perhaps.
Yeah. I believe so.
I thought we were going to break it up and we were going to put some maybe there and maybe some for that generator that we put up to the water plant.
Yep, we did. Yep. We had budgeted for the generator at the water plant, but there were a few unexpected costs that came with that because they weren't able to dig the trench for...
Right.
Multiple reasons and whatnot. So we had to get a temporary propane tank for use in the meantime until they can come back and dig the trench for the permanent connection to the big propane tank. So I am fine doing whatever you
I
guys
too.
Feel is...
Every
feel
department
pretty,
can use
yeah.
it
yeah.
for some project.
Yeah, I agree. So do we want to do 10,000 to highway, 10,000 to wastewater, 10,000 to water?
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
We'll make it simple.
I think so too.
Yep.
Right? And it's fair. I mean, it's, you know.
Yep.
There's always those unexpected, like, oh, the window in the 550 fell and we.
So we're doing 10 K to highway, 10 K to water, and 10 K
to wastewater.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is this a federal grant?
It was through the Vermont State Legislature, Big Bill through Act 27, and it's H.493. You are welcome to have this if you would like it.
More reading for you tonight. I can't write that fast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, did you make a motion?
I am going to make a motion that we appropriate $10,000 to our highway budget, $10,000 to our wastewater budget, $10,000 to our water budget, and this is for or from the $30,000 big bill through Act 27 H.493 that we received monies from the state of Vermont back in October.
I'll second it.
You're seconding? You're fighting to second?
Yes.
All right. All those in favor?
I'll be an aye.
Aye. All right. Wastewater, 10K. Water, 10K.
What date in October did that come through?
So we discussed it at the October 14th, 2025 meeting. So we got it within 2 weeks before that.
No.
Okay, moving right along. Department operation updates. All right, for office, our first in-house billing went with a few hiccups, as to be expected, but we were able to all work together to get it completed and to the post office before closing on that Friday, January 30th. We have had the representative from the company that we got the sorting machine from come and inspect the machine, and because some of our paper wasn't folding and stuffing correctly, come to find out, it was the quality or type of paper that we have. It's too shiny and slippery, so the rollers wouldn't grab it, and so it would jam, and we ended up having issues. So we have since determined what kind of paper we need to have on hand so that when we do this next month, everything should go smoothly. The guy is on Sheila's speed dial if it doesn't, and he will be here if we have issues that next billing cycle. But I will say that this will for sure be a cost savings because we went through, because of the issues that we were having, we went through and we pulled out, Sheila and I did a manual process for this first time and pulled out customer A. Customer A had two bills, water, wastewater, and electric, and we pulled them together so they went in one envelope. Customer C had, you know, there are customers that have 10 to 15 multiple accounts, for instance, Barton Village. Those all got pulled out and put in one envelope. Obviously, ours did not. But in the past, by using the mail company that did it for us, I believe they're out in California, each individual account or invoice went out separately in its own envelope. So this is going to, in the end, be a cost savings for us. Department of Public Works, Cargill, who is our salt supplier, I did call them on last Friday the 6th to find out when we could expect a delivery of salt because we haven't had any. The guys were able to get a couple of loads of salt. I think it was three loads from State of Vermont District 9 V-Trans Garage. So I just want to say shout out to them. Thank you very much for assisting us until we could get a shipment. I believe Orleans Village got their salt. So I called Cargill last week, found out they called our distributor who's located in Shelburne, and they said that they were expecting a railway delivery earlier this week, and I'm happy to report that we did receive a shipment of salt actually Monday afternoon. So we've gotten one of our two orders. The woman could not give me an estimated date as to when we would get the second order fulfilled, but I did see on social media where the state of Vermont, I think, did a post where they were saying they were stopping their salt deliveries for now so that other municipalities could get their orders. So I thought that was, you know,
Good.
Why not work together? You know, I thought it was really good, and I actually posted on the comment and thanked them. So,
on that note, though, can I ask how much money do we appropriate for salt?
In the past, not enough. But yes, there is, and we appropriated and budgeted enough to hopefully cover the year. What was it, 28,000?
I don't remember.
All right. That being said, the number doesn't really exactly matter so much to me right now at this point, but like there was one meeting, I believe we had our road foreman here, and I asked this question about, you know, getting salt stocked up and sand stocked up, and I kind of, he looked at me like I had two heads. He said, oh, the salt and sand and all that will be easily to come by. The sand, I understand, will be because of where it's coming from. But the salt, I knew was an issue in past before, not necessarily last year, but, and he said, oh, we don't have to worry about it. Is it an issue where safety has been a problem with us not having this salt? Because if it is next year, I would like to try and jump ahead before and order
now
a
that
bunch
we have
now
shed.
That we have this shed.
This will be doable because we now have the salt sand shed and its large capacity to be able to do so. I can tell you that the second order that I don't have an estimated ETA on is from our DPW foreman calling and saying, I want the rest of my order and I want it now because the salt sand shed is done. So whether or not we get it because of the shortage is another thing, but
well, that's why I was hoping to try and beat the shortage.
He tried, but it was already, we already had one order previous to that that we did not get. We'll see what happens on the second order if we get have any luck or not.
Well, I would like to try and maybe
absolutely
order earlier than.
And there's no reason why we can't now that we have the space to store it. Absolutely.
What's the purpose of the shortage? What caused the shortage?
You know, I'm not really sure. I haven't heard, but
it's
I know it's
statewide. Right?
It's statewide, like it's nationwide. You know, I think if I remember right, it had to do with like Tennessee and all of those states that don't typically get winter weather. They got slammed what, 2 weeks ago, and so I think a lot of that product went to those areas at that time. Because that was about the time that we were like, oh, yeah, you're not getting your delivery.
Like Pennsylvania got whaled. Florida even got hit.
Yeah.
Carolinas got hit harder than normal. There were several other states that normally don't have that big a usage.
Now, I don't really know the difference of grades of salt. But at the Barton Select Board meeting, they were running short, and they said that they heard of Brownington that they had brown salt up there that Brownington didn't want, so they went up there and bought it from them. I don't know what the difference is between brown salt and whatever other salt that you
generally
use.
I think that question was brought up one other time, that time when our road foreman was here, and he did state that there was different types of salt and different types of buyers, and certain salts dissolve quicker under different temperatures.
That makes
and
sense.
Probably that brown salt, and I'm only guessing here, but I think that brown salt probably has to be maybe a sunnier day for it to really activate. It probably still works, all you know, to a degree, but probably not as good as some of the other sellers.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the brown salt thing, but I could try to do some research.
But I do know Andy did mention that there was different types, and it broke down differently due to the weather and the temperatures.
Right. I'd never heard of brown salt before, so.
I think.
Brown salt, because it's in Brownington.
I thought we had table salt, and we had road salt.
Right.
And we have brown road salt.
Well, and until Andy, I never realized there was different types of salt neither, and I, my brother-in-law worked for DuBois out of Montpelier, back when it was DuBois, and they have a big facility there that the trains come in and dump salt there, and it gets disposed out of, and I don't know if it's, but he was in the salt pack, and there was different bays for the different types.
Hey, Gina?
Yes.
You had here, it says, Reg got three loads. What's Reg?
Reg. Reg is one of our part-time DPW workers.
Oh, is it Reggie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reginald.
Reg.
Right? Yeah, Reg.
Crew, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, water treatment. So I have submitted the reimbursement for the asset management plan cost last week after a little bump in the road, but we should be receiving the reimbursement soon. I want to say it was like a little over $16,000. This is for the asset management plan that we received a $50,000 forgivable loan from the, I'm going to butcher it. It's a DSWRF funds, drinking water state revolving funds. So as we get invoices and pay them, as we move forward with the project, we submit them for reimbursement. So I did receive final confirmation that they received everything, and we should be seeing that check this week, if not next. Wastewater, we just spent a good hour discussing that. Site visits will be happening tomorrow. Nate Tarian did not come tonight. He was feeling under the weather. I did go, and the other operator, Jeremiah Borsoy, I'm afraid I say his last name wrong, called out sick today. So I, anticipating that they might not be available tomorrow for the site visits, went over there this morning and did a quick tour with Nate and had him explain to me what Mike went over as far as what we're planning to refurbish, rebuild, and so forth, so that those people that show up, I will be able to bring them into the meeting room in the treatment plant. I will bring those with me. I'll have the engineering report, and we'll be able to look through windows, see the lagoons, although they're white right now. The good thing is I have a video of the remember the solar bee that we put in to help with the aeration in Lagoon 2? I have a video of us putting that in, which will show that Lagoon 1 aeration system is working because it's bubbling. However, Lagoon 2 is not, only in the back corner, so I will be able to show that video to people should they show up. So I will be there tomorrow at 1 and again at 5. Electric, we have obtained estimates for two different trimming jobs. I'm waiting to hear back from Orleans on how they would like to proceed. This is, you know, tree trimming is always a hot topic. It needs to be done. We've got a couple of not really trouble areas, but areas that need to be done, and so we'll go from there. Did receive official word from the Public Utility Commission with the final order for our rate increase. We had asked for 5.61%. They approved us at 4.12%. So we are now working, Eli Emerson is working on the final version of our new tariff to reflect the rates. We have been in contact with El Dorado about the surcharge line because we've been charging 5.61% starting in September of 2025 for usage that happened in August. We are going to have to calculate the overpayment and then issue credits on their accounts. El Dorado has yet to really do this yet, so we're going to be their guinea pig as to whether or not they can write a program to do it. But right now it looks like it might be a manual process for us, so more to come on that.
So hold up for one moment. So the PUC rate came increase came back with an approved rate of, did you say 4.12?
Yep, they approved 4.12. We had originally asked for 5.61.
Okay, thank you.
And how long have you been collecting the 5.61?
Since September 1st for August 1st usage, 2025. And then those people that, you know, that, you know, they moved or whatnot, then we'll have to issue refund checks and whatnot. But for us account holders, it will be applied as a credit.
And then are we thinking that to go in for a 3%?
Yes, so I've had previously emailed Steve Fardum to see about that, and there's a date discrepancy, so I need to follow up with him on when we're able to do that. At the last FEPSA board meeting, it was the beginning of this month, last Wednesday, every utility, and not just municipal owned utilities, you know, we're talking big companies, VEC, GMP, are looking to having to go in for rate increases due to the increase in power supply. And we kind of talked about this at our budget meeting on the 5th. So it's going to be a busy year for the PUC and the electric companies.
Right. And like talking about the sewer, what people have to understand is the electric, we're governed by what they do down in Montpelier. And they're wanting renewable energies and that type of thing, and it is more expensive. So our hands are kind of tied with those costs.
Yeah, yeah. But we're not the only ones feeling it. It's across the board.
Absolutely.
So we're in it together.
How does the lower rate increase that give you, how does that affect operations? Are there repairs or things that you have to put off? Do you not clear as much lines as you were going to?
Yeah, we'll have to.
We'll have to watch our budgets.
You said this is what we can live with, and they told you live with less.
Correct.
So what happens when you live with less?
We're going to have to watch our budget lines
and do
keep
less.
To
and, yeah. Well, and do another rate increase sooner than later, probably.
Yeah. Hydro plant. So the project. So issues remain with putting down cement due to the cold weather. They were able to pour one thrust block last week. Installation should be complete end of February, beginning of March. We're, you know, it's all dependent on the weather. BEPSA is aware. The river does remain dry, so we wouldn't be making much power if it were on. One thing that was discussed at the VEPSA board meeting on the first Wednesday of this month was all hydros are seeing, you know, they're not making much for power because it's dry. There was I did get an email from Dennis Drosher from Fairbanks Mill. He just wanted to give us a quick recap. So they were welded on the lower three penstock joints. They're complete except for the independent testing. Dennis Borton sent an email to the testing company just yesterday saying, can we get you here to come and do the weld testing? So that should be happening in the next week or two. Let me just... They completed the formwork and rebar last Tuesday, poured 20 cubic yards of the 5,000 PSI concrete on Wednesday, February 4th. So they poured again on Thursday with three trucks totaling 26 cubic yards for the day. They built another enclosure over the location of the upper thrust block to put heaters in there in anticipation to replace the rebar this week. And they will keep the heat going on that lower thrust block until at least Thursday. This is so that the cement will cure. So lots happening, but, you know, if only the weather would cooperate, you know, that's all we can hope for at this point. But it will soon be done, and I'm anxiously waiting for us to be able to schedule another open house in the spring so people can come and see what the project accomplished.
And we're going to put a picture of it on our annual report?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Dennis Fortin took an amazing aerial view with his drone of the new penstock. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. So planning on that being the cover.
Good.
So
not to get Chipper going here, but how's the international truck?
Oh, I missed that, didn't I? That was on here with no info. So it is put back together. It is put back together, both sides. They took apart the other side, and they were able to salvage and replace the bearings after they were finally able to get the correct bearings. I have asked the mechanic to service the entire truck, so there is absolutely no reason that truck cannot be used, including the plow. I said, put the damn plow on too. Hook it up. Get it ready to go. The mechanic and his partner have been sick with the man cold flu, so you can imagine what that's been like. So anyway, that will be, if not the end of this week, this weekend. But it is put back together, and is now being serviced, all fluids checked and replaced, so it will be ready to go.
And what did the total figure of cost on that?
Still waiting for that, but there was a great conversation with Allegiance, with all of the mishap and incorrect parts that were sent, and they were going to take back the parts that were not used, and we were anticipating that big invoice that you got a copy of that I didn't would be probably half. They were going to try to make right with us for all of the headaches that we've had with them.
But the blinking lights are working.
I check them every time. Oh, yeah.
What a wise guy.
Thanks, Jacqueline, for reminding us. And Carolyn. Yes. But the lights are blinking.
Those lights are blinking.
Speaking of lights, now you brought it up. The 550 lights, how did they end up? Did they get them cured as well?
Yes, we just got that bill from Champlain.
Yeah, but I mean, are they...
As far as I know, it's functioning. The window is still not. Our DPW foreman has been out ill with the man cold flu or something. Right. I don't know what it is for the past week. He didn't come in yesterday or today, or at least this morning. I have not gotten an update on that, but yes.
Because yep, I just know got there that. Was an issue with the lights on the plows were heated and they were burning.
Yep, there was a harness issue. Yeah. Yep, that has been, we just got the bill and it was in this warrant, so. Yep.
Because they were blinking right off.
Yes, for sure. Other business.
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Chipper? I have nothing now.
I have nothing.
Jacqueline?
I'm good.
Okay.
It's unanimous.
Nothing under other items. I do not have a need to go into executive session. Upcoming meetings, our next regular board meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, 6 p.m. Following that, March 10th, 2026 at 6 p.m. And we will resume those meetings back upstairs in the back office. So it is 8:03 p.m. on Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.